So as Mark points out, the director, or the governor, did participate in our snow survey this morning. I think this is the first time that an active governor has participated in a snow survey, but I think there will be an asterisk in the record book because we didn't find any snow. So this is obviously a very significant glimpse at our water picture this year. In normal years, we expect the Sierra snowpack will account for about 15 million acre-feet of storage. The fact that water content and snow for the Northern Sierra looks like it will stand at about 6% of normal indicates that that big reservoir is near empty. So we will be confined to the water we have in storage in reservoirs around the state now, as well as continued reliance upon groundwater to meet our needs this year for our cities and farms and for our environment. So the delicate balancing act that we have endeavored to pursue over the last few years continues and only gets harder over time. With this executive order, we take very bold new steps, I believe, to change the way that we're using water in California. I will quickly describe some of the actions that the executive order includes where my department is the action agency, and then others will get to some of the even more significant actions that are included in the executive order. So first off, for the Department of Water Resources, we shall lead a statewide initiative in partnership with local agencies to collectively replace 50 million square feet of lawns. This is essentially ornamental turf that uses a whole lot of water, and replace those lawns with drought-tolerant landscaping. I want to be clear that we're going to do this in partnership with local agencies, so the additive amount will total a goal of 50 million square feet, and the department will be putting together its program over the next couple of months. We aim to try to provide these types of programs to underserved communities to complement some of the bigger programs that are already taking shape in local agencies around the state. The second action that the department will undertake is to update the state model water efficient landscape ordinance. Under legislation authored by then Assembly Member Laird in, I believe, 2006, the department created a state model water-efficient landscape ordinance that provided for requirements for new installations of landscaping in developments around the state. The idea was to provide for efficient irrigation of new landscaping and do all the types of things, including limiting acres or percentages of any landscape to high water use plants, and that ordinance has served us well. Local government cities and counties have been required to either adopt that ordinance as part of their planning process or adopt an equivalent ordinance that would provide the same amount of water efficiency. In the fourth year of drought, of this historic drought, we believe it's time to improve the efficiency of all of our landscapes. So the department will undertake an update of this ordinance, again, to increase the efficiency of irrigation systems, to improve gray water usage, improve on-site stormwater capture, and limit the portions of landscapes that can be covered in turf. We will also be asking cities and counties to report on their implementation of this ordinance by the end of 2015. The next action that the department is responsible for is in advancing the role of our agricultural water management planning process across the state. So several issues here. First of all, 2009 legislation required the department, required local agencies, local ag water suppliers, I should say, that serve water to more than 25,000 irrigated acres to prepare agricultural water management plans that are specified requirements. Under this action, in this executive order, we will add to those requirements a detailed drought management plan that will describe how individual ag water suppliers intend to strike the balance between supplies and demands in this significant drought. We're also going to extend the requirements to produce these plans to ag water suppliers that serve water to between 10,000 and 25,000 acres. So in other words, all of these requirements will now be applied to any ag water supplier that serves more than 10,000 acres. In addition, the department will target our grant funding to help develop and implement those drought management plans, particularly for those smaller ag water suppliers. And we'll be asking for information on compliance and providing that information to the State Water Board. Finally, we are in this fourth year of drought, once again considering the need for emergency drought salinity barriers in the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta. The barriers would provide an opportunity to prevent saltwater from intruding into the freshwater channels of the Delta and limit the amount of releases from our upstream reservoirs necessary in order to manage salinity in the Delta. That will allow us to keep more water upstream for cold water purposes for the benefit of many species of fish. This executive order will provide some regulatory streamlining to allow us to implement the barriers in a timely way if they are deemed necessary. That decision will be made over the course of April, with barriers starting to be constructed in early May if indeed we need to go forward with that program. The department is also required to continue to expedite our consideration of water transfers, voluntary water transfers around the state. And we have some regulatory streamlining included in the executive order to help us with that process. So with that, I will turn it over to Felicia Marcus, chair of the State Water Resources Control Board.
Great. Thank you, Mark, very much. It's obviously